again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 247 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made them here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. In that we follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, we merely call it Where Fitz Left Off. Christmas Eve and the time when some families will be involved in decorating their tree. Family decorating house has been up for weeks. But when did we start buying a Christmas tree? We'll talk about that after this. You do have to be an old-timer if you remember always going to the woods to find your own Christmas tree for your family. Back when on the air, we only had about a third of the population that lives here in the county now. Plus, back then, there were no massive residential developments, no sprawling industrial plants. And once you went beyond the city limits, you were pretty much out in the country. Jody Barber and I were trying to recall when we first bought a Christmas tree. Back then, buying a tree was unthinkable. Half the fun of Christmas was scavenging for your tree. You normally looked for white pines, because the balsams and the cedars and other fir trees simply didn't grow naturally in this area. Jody and I laughed as we recalled how we had spotted a tree from the car. We'd park and then run to the tree, only to find most of the branches missing on the back side. Or when you'd get up close, the branches would be so far apart, there was no way you could fill the huge voids with decorations. We also recall the paper rope garland. Not tinsel, but green and red paper ropes. And the accordion-type bells you'd open and hang from the light socket in the middle of the room. I believe I said to Jody, the first tree we ever bought was from the VFW. When the Post, as a money-making project, bought and imported hundreds and hundreds of Canadian Christmas trees in perfection. The next morning, when the family came downstairs, every needle had fallen from the tree. Every needle. This story I do remember because his son Chris, in the Christmas Eve broadcast we used to do with the children and the grandchildren, related the experience in great detail on the air, and then said his father, in anger, had gone and bought an artificial tree, which they now were using. And Chris said, "Gramps, it's a fake. You can't believe it. We have a fake Christmas tree in the house." The U.S. Forest Service held meetings with landowners over in Avery and Watauga counties back in 1958 and recommended the commercial growing of Christmas trees. I talked last month with Jerry Moody, who is with the Co-op Extension Service in Avery County, and he said that only a few trees were harvested as early as 1968. I guess that was the first year that we started importing North Carolina trees, 1968. Moody said that by the mid-1970s, growers in Avery County alone had 1 million Christmas trees in various stages of growth. And he said they really went big time in the mid-80s when one grower over there planted 1 million Christmas trees on his own. There are now 12 million Christmas trees in various stages of growth in Avery and surrounding counties. Next spring or summer, if you'd like to remember Christmas all over again, take a drive from Marion to Boone. And up around Newlands, you'll top the crest of a hill, and then for miles, you'll see nothing but perfect Christmas trees growing on the steep hillsides as far as you can see. And now, with three times the population we had here in the late 40s and early 50s, it would be a rare family that this year set out to find their own native Christmas tree growing in the woods in Henderson County. One other big plus with North Carolina trees, the freshness. This is the time of year when the evergreen aroma fills the rooms and halls of local people, ready to enjoy yet another Christmas. I'll confess I'm a Christmas person, and this year I ordered a whole bunch of new electronic devices, which, when loaded with a pellet or pallet, emits the gorgeous odor of evergreen trees. Remember that pop song, "If Every Day Could Be Like Christmas"? That'd be mighty pleasing to this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.